For more in California, we're joined by KQED reporter Katie Orr in Sacramento. So, Katie, what does this mean? Stay at home.
Well, it means just that. If you do not have an essential function in society, for instance, you know, a firefighter, a police officer, a medical professional, you need to stay at home. You are allowed to go out if you need to buy groceries, to get gas. You can take your dog on a walk, things like that. But big gatherings of people, anything you would do for fun, like going bowling or something, that is not allowed. You need to stay in your house.
Well, and is it significant that it's stay at home instead of shelter in place?
Well, I think the biggest significance there is trying to keep people calm. I've seen people say shelter in place, terms like that, in terms like lockdown. Mm-hmm. We've most recently heard them in relation to active shooter events.
Right.
This is not that. They are saying you need to just stay at home. That's where you're safer. There's been a huge emphasis in California, especially from the governor here, to let people know that this is serious and get them to take it serious, but also use softer language to keep people calm.
Yeah.
He's not trying to get anyone riled up. We're trying to make sure everyone knows it'll be okay, but you just have to take some precautions.
And Governor Newsom had some pretty dire statistics and projections. Remind us what he said.
Yeah, he said if we do not do anything to, you know, mitigate the course we're on now, we could see 56% of Californians infected with COVID-19 within the next 8 weeks, which would just be an astronomical amount. Now, he said, you know, a lot of people won't have symptoms. You might not feel sick. But for those people that are vulnerable, older Californians, people with compromised immune systems, that could be devastating because the hospitals would just be overwhelmed.
Yeah. And did he say if this will be, you know, enforced, will police, you know, stop people and say, why are you out?
No, they're not trying to create a police state here. Certainly that is an option. If you decide to have a big party in a park, you might get someone coming up to you and saying, hey, you guys got to go home. But no one is going to be stopping anyone on the streets right now, we should say, and arresting them because they're not in their house.
And I have friends in Los Angeles who are asking, ask her, does this mean can we go, let's say, running?
Yes.
If we're alone, yeah.
Yes, you can go running. Actually, this morning there was a couple running and one was on the sidewalk and one was in the street. And at first I was like, why is this man in the street? And then I said, oh, they were keeping 6 feet apart from each other. So
yeah.
If you do that, you can go running. You just have to keep social distance.
Right. This is going to have huge economic ramifications. What are people saying?
Oh, it's going to be massive. Here in California, the state budget, fortunately, was in a good spot going into this. We have budget reserves of about $20 billion or so. However, a lot of our revenues are tied to capital gains taxes, which are tied to the stock market. So we could see a hit there. The extension of these tax filing deadlines means lawmakers really don't know even how much revenue the state will have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And those are just, you know, budgetary issues. Of course, we see people out of work, people working at home, but some people can't do that. We're going to see more unemployment filings, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is going to be potentially, honestly, devastating for the state if it keeps going.
That's Katie Orr with member station KQED. She's in Sacramento. Katie, thank you.
You're welcome.